you ever just want people to give it to you straight? Just be brutally honest? I'm Reese Novotny, and this is The Cold Hearted Truth. How come it seems that things like murder or death or cruel topics attract attention? When you see or hear of a death, you want to know how they died, what happened, who killed them, and etc. The stories The Sniper and The Most Dangerous Game both have harsh content, but yet are very intriguing. Listen on to find out more about these stories and the dark truths they hold. Today's topic will be over the stories, The Most Dangerous Game and The Sniper. Each story portrays a very wicked ending. Now, just by looking at the titles, they say a lot about the stories, and kind of foreshadow what is to come. I just want to give a brief summary of each story, and then give harsh realities woven into them. Starting with The Sniper, it takes place in the middle of the Civil War in Ireland. The soldiers would hide basically on the roofs of buildings, and from there they were able to easily target their enemies. The author puts us in the position of one of the snipers. We get an inside view on what the character is feeling and his thought processes throughout the story. In the war, it is very hard to distinguish other people other than your own, so you may very well end up hurting or killing someone you know, which is the case in this story. The sniper had a wounded arm from being shot at, but he devised a plan that would deceive the enemy. He placed his helmet above so the enemy could see it. Of course, as he expected, they shot at it. He acted as if he were dead so as to trick the opponent, and they bought it. After that, the sniper took his shot and direct hit. The opponent fell off the building and onto the ground with a bone-shattering smack. The sniper began to feel a pain of remorse, though he couldn't quite understand why. So he decided to go and see who the person whom he had killed was. A very bold and risky move, leaving himself so vulnerable. But this aching pang inside him made him never want to kill again, and he had to know why. As he snuck over to where the body lay, he was shot at. He dropped to the ground and turned the body over to see the face of the victim. And to his astonishment, it was the face of his brother. Just imagine being the sniper and seeing as though you had murdered your very own brother. It's a very sickly feeling. Just reading this sends chills throughout your body. The author brought about a very hard and real situation and portrayed it perfectly. The next story I will be discussing is The Most Dangerous Game. It takes place in the Caribbean. Ransford and his accomplices are on their way to Rio to hunt jaguars. Ransford makes the mistake of dropping his pipe and stupidly reaches for it, causing him to fall into the water. It is pitch black, and the boat is long gone by now. He suddenly has hope when he hears gunshots. Weird, because usually when we hear that sound, we are bolting and want to get as far away from it as possible. He ends up at a mansion where he meets General Zaroff, who has a very interesting hobby. Ransford is surprised by the hospitality till he learns what the island is used for. The general lives for the hunt and wants to hunt the most dangerous game alive, which he believes to be man. He asks Ransford to join him, but he politely declines. The general was not pleased with his decision, so he decided that Ransford will be the next one to be hunted. General Zaroff and Ransford are locked in this intense battle of wit throughout the story. They trick and deceive each other till finally the general believes he has won when he sees Ransford disappear off the edge of a cliff. Only later does Ransford surprise him in his room. They have a duel, and in the end, Ransford was the victor. He had killed his enemy and then slept in the general's bed peacefully. Pretty dark story. I mean, hunting other people for a sport sounds so cruel. How could it be true? This author is really trying to tell us something. Maybe it has to do with the way humanity is these days. How cruel and wicked we are without even realizing it. Both stories overall are very well written and portraying the point that they wanted to come across. The content of both stories trigger something very real and make us think about them to understand the writer's reasoning for creating them. Again, I'm Reese Novotny, and this is The Cold Hearted Truth. Thank you for your time and consideration.